it actually really was inspiring to have this new limitation and made me want to try a new thing.
It's good that Rogue Wave frontman Zach Rogue is inspired by new limitations, because the last few years have seen a lot of limitations being placed on his Bay Area indie band. But instead of being held back, Rogue Wave have surged ahead with a new album of dark but danceable tunes. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Corny O'Connell here. It's no big surprise that Rogue Wave thrive on adversity. They were actually born out of adversity when Zach lost his job in the dot-com bust and used his newfound free time to form the band. Since then, Rogue Wave have released three albums, with a fourth, Permalite, due out March 2nd. But Rogue Wave have had other hurdles, like drummer and keyboardist Pat Spurgeon's kidney transplant, and Zach's two slipped discs that left him bedridden and partially paralyzed for the better part of a year. Those slipped discs made Rogue Wave want to make an album that would make people want to move. They worked with producer Dennis Herring, and when WFUV's Claudia Marshall talked with Zach and Pat in Studio A, they told her a little more about the album and what we can expect.
There's an 80s vibe going on certain songs. I mean, certainly on the song Good Morning, you know, we talked about when we were first rehearsing it, it was the same. Pat was, when he was playing drums on it, we were working on the demo, and he was playing the drum beat to Transmission by Joy Division. You know, that was totally like our inspirational beat. And there's a lot of early REM stuff. There's a song called Per Anger on the record, and the drum beat on the verses and stuff is total Bill Berry, Bill Berry, yeah, Catapult from, you know, Murmur. That's totally, there's a lot of REM-isms on this record for sure.
But
that was my biggest inspiration when I was a kid, because those early REM records, that was my favorite music in the world.
See, I was also going to say power pop, but power pop is kind of like the precursor to REM in a way.
Yeah.
You know, like Raspberries and all of that stuff.
He loves that stuff. You like what's that other band?
Badfinger. He likes Badfinger,
doesn't
he?
With the Flaming Groovies.
The Flaming Groovies? Now, there's a band you don't hear every day.
Shake Some Action.
They're a Bay Area band, right?
Yeah.
The Flaming Groovies.
Boy of Pride.
The future isn't what it used to be. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Do you think that we like to take our orders from fools? They're so behind. They're so behind. So they ordered up a love machine. Directions to your house were demanding. Well, now I got security. I longer let your head fall around me. Fall around me. It always is a sign to me.
Dennis helped me realize that you shouldn't have to have a lyric sheet necessarily to understand what I'm saying in every song. And I don't always think about the fact that I'm not enunciate. I just sing whatever, however it feels right, just so I can try to get on pitch, you know, as best I can. And Dennis was really good at kind of encouraging me to kind of, on key lines, try and lay it out a little bit clearer, you know.
And where do you guys come down on that whole lyric sheets are important versus I don't want lyric sheets in my record?
I did on the last record. On this one, I decided to go without it because I think it's decipherable enough.
And will you put it on the website for those of us who have, you know, hearing problems?
Or for those of us who sing backups and don't know what the words
are. Yeah, he doesn't know. A lot of times he makes them up, and sometimes the stuff he makes up is really...
I feel like it also helps to be a better backup singer. I mean, pitch aside. But if you don't know the words, you at least blend in. Not necessarily with the pitch so much, but like with the phrasing. So I think it's okay.
Never had a false alarm, softer than a baby's arm. All hands are right. Never let it cost too much. She was my eagle eye. Collapse just fine. Stars and stripes. Your stars and your stripes and your stars and stripes. I wish you would it. Your stars and your stripes and your stars and stripes. I wish you would it.
That's Rogue Wave, live with Stars and Stripes and Good Morning the Future. The new album is Permalite. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.